I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Is enforcing the laws that Congress passed. That means that the Democrats that represent California in the federal government, if they wanted to change ICE's authority, they could do it. ICE simply enforces the nation's immigration policies and deports individuals and goes after the criminals that should never be in this country to begin with. We're not doing anything outside the law. We're working well within the law, and they're doing the job every single day and protecting even people like himself that want to decriminalize criminals.
There you have it. Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen talking about we're doing the job we're supposed to be doing. If you want us to change, then change everything about it. Not getting out in the streets and fighting and battling us and encouraging more to do the same. We have in this nation right now such a sense of oppose everything linked to the Trump administration, that they continue to just do what they can to resist on every level. I know those of you who listen a lot, and I know many of you are very loyal, listening every day, if not as we're actually on the air, pulling up the podcast later, and I truly appreciate it. So bear with me as I repeat something I have said numerous times previously. For every leftist who thinks that we should not be deporting illegals, especially if they're convicted and arrested and charged, and even if they're not convicted but they're arrested and charged, I'm to that point right now with them. They didn't give a day of justice to the person that they attacked or assaulted. Yes, Larry, it's just an allegation. You cannot be guilty. You can't do that. I'm at odds with myself here. I know that. And at odds with the Constitution. All of that aside, there are those in this nation that know and have no problem with some of these folks who have been arrested and released repeatedly. You're free to roam about the country until we catch you next time on something else. Deport them. And if you're not going to go along with that, sign up and say, I will take them into my home and I'll be responsible for their behavior and responsible for any damage or harm they cause anyone else. Are there any left? Is there one, even one out there who would do that? I was reminded the other day, I did see a story about an elderly progressive. He was apparently willing to take someone into his house. Haven't heard much from him since. I don't know if he backed out of it, if he didn't even know that he offered it, or if everybody just walked away from it. I don't know. But the bottom line is, everyone that says it's fine to have illegal criminals inside our borders, they should be staying in your home. You want to do that? No, of course you don't. And here's the other sad fact. If they prey upon children of someone you don't like, you don't really care. You're fine with that. Would you have the same attitude if it were your child? Actually, I pray that you wouldn't. That you recognize the value of that child, be they molested or killed, regardless of what their parents believe. But you don't get that kind of acceptance on the left. They're so dug in, and all their woke policies are coming undone. And we're going to talk more later about Swalwell is, and then what's happening with him as well coming up. But welcome to hour number two. Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And if there are times that I sound a little angry and over the top, frustrated, depressed, yeah, I'm all of those, all within each hour. But with Larry Connors USA, every hour, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. Did you miss our first hour today? Shame on you. But again, I know you can't listen all the time. We were talking about the worst industrial accident in our nation's history. An explosion that happened on this date, 1947, in Texas City. If you missed it, you can pull it up on the podcast. Available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Even as I'm speaking to you, you can watch. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Or Larry Connors USA Rumble. We don't care which one you use. We just want to have you engaged. And for you to engage others and say you've got to be following News Talk STL and make a point to also push Larry Connors USA. We've got great programming here. We are your number one live local conservative voice. And we also thank all the sponsors who stand with us. They're full of patriotism. If you hear a product advertised on this station, either in my program or in any of the others, and that sponsor has something that you need or you want to get or plan for the future, please use them and thank them for supporting solid patriotic programming. Locally operated, not some big corporate giant. Well, I'd mentioned in the previous hour that we'd talk about Mondami stepping forward and offering an apology. Well, what would he apologize? Well, he's got a lot he could apologize for, but this time he wanted to make an apology on behalf of his wife.
I think it's, look, I think that that rhetoric is patently unacceptable. I think it's reprehensible. And as is common for freelance illustrators, the First Lady was commissioned to illustrate an excerpt of a book by a third party. She's never engaged with or met with the author, nor had she seen the tweets that you're referring to. And we stand in our administration, and I can tell you our administration, which is separate from the First Lady, as she doesn't have a role within it, against bigotry of all forms.
Yeah, right. And my wife never really met with him. She was just doing illustrations for a book. She had to know the context of the book and what the message was supposed to be to do any illustration. You do understand that. Oh, but you're not supposed to be that smart. Last month, the Washington Free Beacon published the expose of her old post on X, formerly Twitter. And those posts include her post directly celebrating U.S. designated terrorist groups and individuals that committed acts of terror. At one point, she reposted a photo of one of their terrorist leaders with a caption that extolled her as a resistance fighter. Another time she used a racial slur. This is stuff she did on her own, not the illustrations in the book that Mondami is trying to deflect and have you pay attention to. She didn't know the authors, didn't make any. All she was asked to do, will you do some illustrations for us? If I ask you, will you do illustrations for me for a book, are you going to need to know what the subject is and what I want depicted? Yes. Otherwise, I don't know, you might come up with a Mickey Mouse-type figure swimming in an Olympic pool, and it had nothing to do with my book. But I gave you an illustration, Larry, but it has nothing to do with my book. So she knew what it was. And there's Mondami making an apology for, quote, the First Lady. And he admitted, yes, She didn't mean to do that, and we are opposing any bigotry. No, you're not. You're basically encouraging it. And Peter Navarro, advisor to President Trump, says it's the same old shell game played by Democrats.
People understand the shell game here. It's like the Democrats, particularly those Democrats, they're socialists. What is socialism? Socialism is the redistribution of income from part of the nation to the other part of the nation. So what the Democrats do is they spend a bunch of money on welfare programs and all sorts of things that they can give to people who then will vote for them. Yep. And then, hey, they fulfill their promise. They try to take it from everybody else.
Yeah. They take it from everybody else, and they gave to someone else. Didn't deserve it. And yet maybe it was good to do so for humanity. But it's at the expense of what could be given you and your family. And the shell game includes anything that we're facing that's bad and looking bad, try to move away from it. Move away from it. As I said, we will discuss the Swalwell case in more detail coming up later in this hour. Right now you're looking at, oh my gosh, here it is, April 16. Oh, oops. Last night at midnight, I should have filed my taxes. I forgot to do so. Well, good luck with that. You could have filed for an extension in the closing hours. You just had to get something in. Even if you didn't pay all the taxes you owe, you could file for an extension. That will get you to at least October, and then you will have to pay it with penalties, interest, everything else. So now if you didn't file any, you're going to face additional issues. I believe and know that most of you probably did it as you're supposed to, even though you don't like it because of the way it's being spent. Listen, I used to be very big about school taxes and propositions. I believe that if the school needs the money, I want to help them. I remember having a discussion with one of my grandfathers. And he said, well, I won't give them a dime. I'm not going to vote for that. I said, why not, Granddad? He said, I don't have any kids in school. But Granddad, at one time you did, and others were paying for it. Well, I'm not going to do it anymore. No, my philosophy now has changed, not because of what he said, but because we've seen how the money has been spent and is being spent. So, no, getting a tax increase past me for a school district doesn't go very far anymore, so I'm not going to go along with that shell game either. But this time around, many are getting tax refunds, and in fact, Karen Leavitt says you're also getting a chance to avoid even higher taxes.
As we have seen this tax season, President Trump's working families' tax cuts have put a historic amount of money back into the pockets of the American people this year. The media has largely omitted this fact and other critical details in their stories covering the benefits of the Trump tax cuts. If the Democrats in Congress had gotten their way and blocked President Trump's historic legislation, Americans would have faced the largest tax hike in history, nearly $4 trillion. The average taxpayer would have seen a 22% increase in their tax rates. Democrats in Congress have proven over and over again that they are the affordability frauds who believe the government should keep more of the American people's hard-earned money. This president and Republicans in Congress fundamentally believe that Americans deserve to keep more of their hard-earned paychecks.
Yes.
It's a clear contrast for American families to keep in mind.
Yes. You're trying to avoid higher taxes. Now, avoiding paying a higher tax, that's legal. Evading taxes, that's the illegal part. And again, as I said, and Carolyn Leavitt underscores, many taxpayers are getting refunds and bigger returns than before.
On the campaign trail in 2024, President Trump looked voters in the eye and promised them he would sign the largest tax cuts in the history of our country. And on Independence Day last year, President Trump and congressional Republicans delivered, passing the largest tax cut in history for working and middle-class Americans, including no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They also passed unprecedented tax relief for small businesses, farmers, workers, and families. With Tax Day officially here, the numbers prove these tax cuts have been nothing short of extraordinary. More than 53 million filers claimed at least one of President Trump's signature new tax cuts. The average refund this filing season is more than $3,400. The Trump administration has issued more refunds and larger refunds than in any year of the history of our country. President Trump and Republicans in Congress have always believed that the American people know how to spend their money better than the government does. But what the American people must not forget is that every single Democrat in Congress voted against these tax refunds.
Yeah, you need to keep that in mind. They were against it every step of the way. Again, back to Peter Navarro, who has served as an economic advisor to President Trump.
When the Big Beautiful Bill was initially passed, we just got hammered. The legacy media jumped all over us, and the Dems jumped all over us, and it was all spin. And the American people, really, let's be honest, the polling was not good. They thought it was everything the spin said it was, which it was not. Now, today, we have the difference between spin and life experience, which is to say, Larry, when millions upon millions of Americans are getting a tax refund that cumulatively is the biggest one in American history, they understand that this tax cut is for them.
For them. And when he said, Larry, I need to make it clear, he was talking to Larry Kudlow, not Larry Connors. I just want to make that clear. But I'm always welcome to talk to Peter anytime he wants to. So this recent security scare for Erica Kirk and why she did not appear in an event, there are conflicting stories. Was it really a threat or just being played up? We're going to get into that story for you. And also tell you about a shooting plot that got stopped. And wait until you hear who was involved in that plot. And yes, yes, we are going to get into the Eric Swalwell story because it is absolutely boiling inside the Democrat Party. They're looking for exit doors, but they've already blocked them themselves. Huh. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund Heit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing remind you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I want to read that text that Robinson allegedly wrote to his friend and roommate Lance Twiggs. This is what he wrote. Luna, if you are reading this per my text, then I am so sorry. I left the house this morning on a mission and set an auto text. I am likely dead or facing a lengthy prison sentence. I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I took it. I don't know if I will have succeeded, but I had hoped to make it home to you. I wish we could have lived in a world where this did not feel necessary. I wish I could have stayed for you and lived our lives together. I lack the words to express how much I love you and how very much you mean to me. Please try to find joy in this life. I love you always, Tyler.
That is a message being released by the FBI that apparently had been sent by the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk. He said, I have to do this. I'm sorry I have to do it. You did not have to do it, but he found a reason to do it. And the other night, Erica Kirk was to make an appearance at a Turning Point USA event. Vice President Vance also was going to be on stage following her. Her security team said, we have information that there's a credible threat against you. Vice President Vance was told about also by the Secret Service of what was going on with Erica. Now, the story's been twisted around numerous ways, and I cannot tell you which one is actual fact and which one is maybe reworked a little bit. Let me put it that way, as opposed to flat out lying. But supposedly, after Erica Kirk decided, then I can't go on. I can't leave my children without a father and mother. J.D. Vance told her, you need to do what you need to do for your family. And he agreed with what she decided. And if there were such a threat, the Secret Service would not have wanted him on stage. Now, the Secret Service, and here's where it gets a little dicey, is saying there was no credible threat against Vance, obviously, or they would have pulled him, not let him get on stage. But also suggesting there was no credible threat against Erica Kirk. Now, I don't know what they want to say constitutes a credible threat anymore. But after the woman's husband has been gunned down, I think, yeah, we need to have every possible piece of information that can be provided to take care of her. And In the meantime, a shooting plot that got foiled. One of those planning to carry out the shooting at a school wrote, "No one would be spared. No one would be spared." According to what police released, one of those now being charged wrote, "Everyone and their pathetic little lives," still lives, "lives will be gone. I want to be remembered the worst, most disturbing possible way." Who was arrested? Three teenagers. A 13-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a 14-year-old girl. They were going to carry out this slaughter at their middle school 5 days ago. They did secure, police say they did find multiple firearms at one of the students' home. 11 rifles, ammunition. So they had the weapons, they had the desire. But apparently one of the girls had recently become obsessed with the 1999 school shooting in Columbine, Colorado, which happened this month in 1999. That'll be a story behind the story next week. And you have this story out of Virginia. Former Virginia Democrat Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and his wife found dead today in their home. Their two teenage children were in the home. Police apparently are not sure if they actually witnessed what took place, but they say the security cameras were rolling. And the police say, based on the video evidence, the former Democrat Lieutenant Governor Fairfax shot and killed, shooting several times to kill his wife, ran into a different part of the home and killed himself with the same gun. It's all linked to domestic dispute, and he had recently been served divorce papers from his wife. The only good part of that news and that story is that he did not turn on the children. With the allegations against Eric Swalwell continue to boil up, and even Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, Republican of Florida, said the nature and allegations of everyone involved, and not just Swalwell, are seen a little bit unclear, but she's saying to Senate Majority Leader John Thune, "It seems like the Senate has its own trash to take out. You need to look into allegations against one of your senators. My chief of staff will be contacting yours." Senator Thune said, "I don't know what the particulars are, but we'll be taking it before the Senate Ethics Committee." Of course, former Eric, and I say former California Representative Swalwell, because he did resign Tuesday, although was dicing around with the idea, do I get out or hang around to be expelled or just walk away? And of course, he'd already announced he was abandoning his campaign to become the next governor of California. It all started with a bombshell report from the San Francisco Chronicle that Swalwell had allegedly sexually assaulted a former staffer. And then other women started coming forward, five different women, accusing him of not just sexual misconduct, but rape. He had repeatedly denied the allegations, said he would fight against them, and continues to say that. But I remind you what he said about Kavanaugh, when he was nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, And all these women suddenly appeared and claiming that he was part of some kind of rape gang at a fraternity house. But they couldn't really come up with any details whatsoever. And at that time, Swalwell was saying, believe the women. You need to believe the women. And Nancy Pelosi is the aunt of Eric Swalwell. And Congressman Josh Hawley of Missouri said he has believes that Nancy did know what was happening. In fact, he said, I have absolutely no doubt about it. And therefore, he had become a liability. And according to Hawley, and again, I'm quoting from him as he appeared on the Jesse Waters show, she knew all about this. She was briefed by the FBI back in 2020. The guy was the target of a Chinese spy, Fang Fang. I renamed Bang Bang. And by the way, she probably got a medal of commendation. And Swalwell fell for her, knowing she was a liability. And Pelosi knew he was a liability. But it was her nephew. And so she did what she could to kind of keep the wraps on it. Now, about the allegations of others, yes, there are others that are being discussed. Senator Ruben Gallego, Democrat of Arizona, close friends with Swalwell, now says, I didn't know anything. I did not know his heart. I did not know that was him. That was a different guy. That is probably the same person that Congresswoman Luna is talking about to the Senate. You need to take your own trash out. Senator Ruben Gallego. We'll see what happens. And I want to add to you that a Republican, Tony Gonzalez of Texas, had to resign after admitting to having an affair with a former staffer who later committed suicide by setting herself on fire. The latest on Iran, peace or no peace, coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every turn. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
I've done two tours of duty in Vietnam. I came home with a brand new plane. I take the seat from Colombia, Mexico. I just planted up a holler down Copperhead Road. He's got a chopper in the air. We got screaming like I'm back over there. I learned a thing or two from Charlie, don't you know? You better stay away from Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The U.S. has announced a formal blockade of Iranian ports and coastal areas. This is illegal action. All vessels are advised to immediately return to port if leaving and discontinue transit to Iran if that is your next port of call. Attempt to breach the blockade. Vessels will be boarded for interdiction and seizure, transiting to or from an Iranian port. Turn around and prepare to be boarded. If you do not comply with this blockade, we will use force. The whole of the United States Navy is ready to force compliance. Now.
That is a message as broadcast by CENTCOM the other day to all ships approaching the Hormuz Strait, either trying to leave in the sea. Persian Gulf, I should point out, go through the strait, then into the Gulf of Oman, and then make your way around the nation, the world, mostly to China. 20% of all the oil in the world is shipped through the Strait of Hormuz, and 90% of that goes to China, which is right now suggesting China's not being that loud and that vocal about you shouldn't be blocking that oil. Now, there have been reports that Iran is using some different ways to get oil out. Maybe by land, and maybe through the Caspian Sea, as I raised the question the other day, which connects directly to Russia. No evidence of that. I'm just pointing that out again. But yeah, they're doing what they can. They are grasping at straws. And why? Well, according to four-star General Jack King, now retired, they are now, and they know it, on the ropes.
You really cannot overstate the implications of what this blockade means to Iran and the incredible amount of leverage we hold now. I mean, President Trump has doubled down here on the Iranians, and we hold the entire economy and future of Iran literally in the hands of this blockade. We can absolutely cripple the economic viability of this country if this blockade holds. And the negotiations that we've seen earlier in the week and last weekend compared to where we are now are very, very different. I would expect the Iranians at some point here are going to come forward and surrender much of what we want, and we should get everything.
We should get everything, and by that, I would say a total surrender from Iran. And if you remember the European nations who said, it's not our business, not our job, we're not going to be involved in it. We're not going to get involved. Even after Iran had fired a ballistic missile at our bases as far away as Diego Garcia, almost 2,500 miles away, which means that their missiles from Iran could hit Paris, Berlin, England, and other places across Europe. But again, the, quote, allies of the U.S. wanted to stick it in Trump's face, say, we're not going to do anything. But you know what they're doing now? Exactly what Trump was asking them for weeks ago. At least they're preparing to do it. Macron of France, Starmer of Britain, hosting a conference of potential contributing members of, quote, Coalition of the Willing, to help patrol the Strait of Hormuz. Because they're beginning to hurt as well. At last report, the meeting with Premier Xi is still pushed off. It's supposed to happen the last of this month, going into the beginning of May. But apparently nothing's going to be done until this is resolved. The Wall Street Journal reporting naming unnamed insiders, familiar supposedly with the new Hormuz plan, say the proposed coalition of the willing would at least send minesweepers to the Persian Gulf. Exactly as requested by President Trump. Yet they want to act like, no, we're doing it on our own. We're not going to be under the command of an American officer. And the U.S. is not invited to take part. There. How childish can you be when you're talking about global security? I heard someone talking about, you know, this Trump derangement syndrome is really the fault of the Democrats. That they have basically created it. Not Trump. Well, the target of their anger and angst is Trump. And it's there. I don't care who you want to put the blame on. It's there. And not just inside this nation, around the world. And there's another piece of issue out of the news out of the Middle East that is going to play a role in all of this. And all of it is to the advantage of the free world, not the terrorists in Iran. There's a pause in hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah. A 10-day ceasefire. That would open up again another possibility of bringing peace to the Middle East. It's not an Israeli-Lebanon ceasefire because Lebanon's not actually doing it, although they harbor and they know Hezbollah is in their midst. And just the other day, IDF forces found numerous munitions hidden away in a school. No surprise there. Because they do like to hide behind the skirts of women and under the beds of babies. So they did. But now they've been recovered and those weapons are not going to be available for them. Keep in mind, they're funded by Iran. If Iran is not making any money, it can't send them any money. And Hezbollah fighters, as determined as they are, as committed to the cause, some of them are, quote, mercenaries. I'm only going to fight if I'm going to get some money. That's not hard to understand. But then again, some are fervent jihadists. They would even wear a suicide pack. But normally they will talk someone else to doing it. So we'll see if this could play out like that. It would be great, would it not? You know, there's something else Trump has proposed that has absolutely upset up many of them. And this is Trump's triumphal arch that he wants to have designed. Something like you see in Paris, the Arc de Triomphe. Well, of course, there are the negatives. As the New York Times says it, Trump's triumphal arch draws backlash. And CNN reporting the arch gets overwhelmingly negative public feedback. But then listen to the other side as expressed by White House spokeswoman Karen Leavitt.
As you know, this year we celebrate America's 250th birthday. In honor of this historic occasion, President Trump and the Department of Interior will submit plans for the United States Triumphal Arch, which will be an architectural masterpiece to celebrate our history right here in Washington, D.C. This monumental arch will beam at 250 feet tall in honor of 250 years and stand on ground that is currently empty green space in Memorial Circle on Columbia Island, a man-made island in the Potomac River managed by the National Park Service. Long after everyone in this room is gone, our children and grandchildren will remain inspired by this national monument. Great nations build beautiful structures that cultivate national pride and love of country, and this triumphal arch should be a project that all Americans of all political persuasions can support because it's a monument for every American to celebrate 250 years of our nation's proud history.
And you will bow down to the Donald Trump triumphal arch. No, you won't. But that's what the left would have you believe. This is him again destroying our country. You might ask the Chicago residents that got displaced by the Obama library how well that's going over. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to go in the library, you must have some identification to prove who you are. Not to vote, but just to go in and read the library. Oh, that reminds me. Take a side trip with me briefly. Joe Biden was speaking at an event. I can't recall the event. I just saw enough of the story that stuck in my mind, but obviously filtered away until just now. And now you're stuck with it just like me. It's like those music worms you get in your head. You hear a song, you can't get it out of your head the rest of the day. You keep repeating it over and over again. Well, Joe Biden was addressing this group, and in the back somewhere, he saw a black man. Now, I'm not saying this is the only black man there, but Joe Biden was saying, "Hey, Obama, I didn't know you were coming. Come on up here." Everybody's looking around. Obama's here? Where? And he's pointing to this one black man. And again, I'm not saying he was the only black man in the crowd, but Biden called him Obama and then said, "He looks like Obama, doesn't he?" And everybody around him, no, except for skin color, he has nothing like Obama. You're right, I got sidetracked. I do that from time to time. And you have to go on the journey with me. All right, back to the triumphant arch for Donald Trump. We do have federal agency approval of the triumphal arch. A key agency reviewing it, and one commissioner suggested some changes, including losing the Lady Liberty-like statue and a pair of eagles that would be on top of the arch, adding to the height to reach 200 feet. But the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts voted to approve the concept design. Oh, yes, yes. I had to point this out to you. All of those members were appointed by Trump. And they will review an updated design before taking a final vote at a future meeting. Trump has already said it will be the greatest, the most beautiful. Well, I don't defend everything Trump says, and he can be hyperbolic, obviously. But it would be there for decades to come. But I will also point out it will be the target of graffiti on a constant basis, if not a target of terrorist explosions. But the commission did approve the design concept. It will be next to the White House. As you heard Karen Leavitt point out, on an island. And it would be, as currently presented, unless they make changes, this human-made island managed by the National Park Service, on the Virginia side of the Potomac at the end of Memorial Bridge from the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. It would be taller than the Lincoln Memorial, which is 99 feet tall. It would be close to half the height of the Washington Monument, 555 feet, which is also lower than the arch in St. Louis. But it would, based upon the original proposal, stand 250 feet high, a torch held aloft by a Lady Liberty-like figure, flanked by two eagles and guarded at the base by four lions. The phrases inscribed in gold lettering on either side of the monument, "Liberty and Justice for All," would be one of them. What do you think the other message is? Trump forever? No, no, that's not it. How about Trump wins everything? No, that's not it either. How about the art of the deal making? No, we're not there yet. More guesses. Anybody? Bueller, you in class? You got a guess? I've already told you there are going to be two phrases at the base of this arch, the triumphal arch. Liberty and justice for all. And one more phrase. What would be the other phrase that would be with that monument? What could it be? Rattle it around in your brain. Are you still thinking? No, not that one either. No, not that either. Are you all guessed out? It will be the same statement we used to close this program daily. One nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.